listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, friends, today we have an opportunity to do something amazing for people that are not expecting it. And that's the best kind of amazing to do. We're talking about setting captives free. It is our annual opportunity to get together with our friends at Christian Solidarity International. And I can't wait to get it done. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Imagine, friend, just for a second, the happiest day of your life. Are you imagining it? Do you remember what it is? The happiest day of your life. Now, imagine the happiest moment of that happiest day. Do you have that pictured in your head? Now, multiply that times 10 or 20. That is the joy that you can bring to someone's heart right now. And you may not find that believable, but we're going to explain exactly how. And I have proof that it is, in fact, true. It's been true hundreds, almost thousands of times over the last few years with the audience of this radio station and this show. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. We are talking about a very simple idea for a unique problem and phenomenon that addresses the issue of slavery on planet Earth. You hear a lot about, in this country especially, you hear a lot about racial tension and the teaching of reparations or not reparations in the schools, and should we do the 1619 curriculum or should we do the 1776 curriculum? You know, all the different things that are attached to the discussion of race and injustice and all the rest of that in our culture today. And yet for all the discussion that goes on there, there is actual injustice going on. And some of you have linked arms with us in the past and done something about it, and we're hoping that you will do it again this year, because you're going to give someone that ecstatic 10 times their happiest moment. Todd Chapman is here from Christian Solidarity International. And Todd, I'm so grateful that you're part of the CSI team. You and I have worked together on a lot of causes over the years. And you've known that I've had a soft spot in my heart for CSI for a long time. And to get to work with you now for their benefit is really, really special to me. When you came to CSI, and you've been there less than a year, even you, who was very, very educated on suffering and the plight of people in the world and so forth, even you had your eyes open to what is going on in terms of human captivity and slavery globally.
Yeah, I didn't really realize the scope of it. And I think that's true of most Americans. You know, we are so sheltered from this unfortunate and sad reality around the world. But the fact of the matter is that in 2023, slavery is still a thing. Slavery still exists. And in particular, the Sudanese slaves. I'd never heard about that. And I'd like to think that I'm pretty keyed into what's going on around the world. I think, you know, maybe.
I would say you are. You've been a lot of places. You've seen a lot of things.
And this was news to me. I was like, wait, what? And so, you know, did some homework, learned about the Civil War and all that back in the 90s, and that people were taken captive and taken up to North Sudan as spoils of war. But what was more staggering was that there's been no effort, even though the Civil War ended long ago, so many of those people still enslaved today. Now, it's great that CSI, thanks to generous people like you in the intervening years, has affected the rescue and the freedom of over 100,000 of those people. But there are still tens of thousands of slaves just in that one little corner of the world. And CSI actually works in 18 countries. And so all throughout Asia and the Middle East, there are people for various reasons in a state of captivity today. And, you know, this is something that it breaks our father's heart, and it needs to break our heart. Right. I mean, that old I forget who said it, but I think it was a missionary that said, God, break my heart with what breaks yours. And I hope that as we share some of these stories, this breaks your heart to the point where you can't stand idly by, especially when we tell you that it only takes $250 all in for CSI to effect freedom for one of these individuals. $250 to buy freedom for a human being who may have lived their entire life in captivity, who probably long ago gave up hope that they could ever be free again. They've endured unspeakable mistreatment, all the way down to physical mutilation, not to mention the psychological and the mental abuse that they've suffered. So much beauty in what we have the opportunity to do today, and just really hoping that you'll lean in and just say, God, I know you have me hearing this for a reason. What would you have me do? Whether that's a monthly gift, and I love that idea, Kev. I know that you have talked about how you and your family do that, and I would really encourage you to think about doing that. $10 a month, $15, $20 a month. If you could just pledge $20 a month, it's not going to break your budget more than likely. $20 a month. It's like your Netflix money. Right. And I'm not meddling on your Netflix. Keep your Netflix. Just do your Netflix thing. If you want to spend 40 minutes a night looking for something to watch on Netflix like my wife and I do, hey, knock yourself out. But could it be that maybe that same $20 over the course of a year freeing a human being in the name of Jesus might be a better use of that money? I'm just planting a seed. But you know what? The reality is all of us can make a difference, and we are called to make a difference. So please just listen to these stories. Let God speak to your heart. We're praying that at least 100 people over the next few days, couple of weeks, will be freed by the WMCA family. You've done so much in so many years gone by, but you know what? There's still more work that needs to be done, and we know that you'll be a part of it.
That's well said. 800-222-5909 is the number, 800-222-5909. And when we use that word slavery, if you're just tuning in for the first time, you may be saying, but wait a minute, hold on, what's going on here? Yeah, slavery. The Sudan Civil War came to its conclusion. CSI, by the way, Christian Solidarity International, was key in the resolution of that war. They were the ones that helped broker the George W. Bush administration, some of the administrations in Europe, some of the African leadership to come together as kind of a global force to help settle the Sudan civil war between Arabic Muslims in the northern part of the country and the Christian south. And they basically, in essence, created the world's youngest country. South Sudan came into existence because of the settlement of that war. And South Sudan is a protected Christian nation where Christians can live without fear of being overrun by Arab raiders. But the one thing that all those governments overlooked and forgot about were the slaves that had been taken, 180,000 plus of them. And many of them have now had children. And so they're between the ones that have been liberated and the ones that are still there. We estimate, I think CSI estimates, something along the lines of 35 to 40,000 slaves still exist in northern Sudan. And that's where this effort is one of a kind, and as far as I'm aware of, on planet Earth, and really makes an enormous difference in these. And you want to ask how it's done? Well, it's kind of like the Civil War here. You remember there were sympathetic people from the north that would go into the south and help find slaves and bring them up through the Underground Railroad and get them into the north into safe territory. That is not unlike what we are doing in Sudan, where there are Arab, what are called retrievers. They are sympathetic to the Christians in the south. They want to have good relationships with the southern Sudanese Christians, and they are willing to go north, look for the slaves that are being held, report back to CSI where they may be, say, hey, we think we can liberate them. And then the art of the negotiation begins. They go to the slave trader and they say, what do you want for the freedom of your slave? And the slave trader may ask for any number of things. Ultimately, what he doesn't value the life of the slave. He values the life of his cattle. And in that particular part of the world, the weather climate is very, very hard on the cattle. And so he says, well, you know, my cattle have a hard time staying healthy. And the retriever says, well, what if we got you this vaccine that would help them survive that? For the cost of a vaccine, you could set someone free and give them everything they need to start their life over again. A $250 gift, a very small portion of that is the vaccine cost. Most of that, almost all of that, is for the goods and services that they need to go forward living their life as a free person. But $250, we're going to explain more what's in the bag of hope. $250 supplies that bag of hope, gives that slave their freedom. And when you give that gift right now, within days, it's being put into use to liberate that life. 800-222-5909. He's Todd. I'm Kevin. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Mission.
Faith and knowledge come together at Alliance University. Don't just live for God, work for Him too. At Alliance University, formerly named Nyack College, you'll be equipped to integrate your faith and field of study, whether you're hoping to be a nurse, teacher, pastor, singer, scientist, or CEO. At Alliance University, you'll get all the benefits of learning in New York City without having to compromise your Christian values in the pursuit of higher education. Our diverse faith-based community is committed to academic excellence as well as personal transformation and social change. Our faculty will care equally about your intellectual and spiritual growth, and they'll prepare you to excel in your career. And if you're worried you can't afford a private education, don't. The majority of our students qualify for and receive financial aid. So don't wait any longer. Get ready to put faith in your future. Visit us online at allianceu.edu to apply, transfer credits, or learn more. That's allianceu.edu. Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
WMCA welcomes the new show, More Like Jesus, with Pastor Dave Gustafson.
The missing piece to all of this is Jesus. And here's why. Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And by doing that, he connected us with the power of God.
Listen Monday through Friday evenings at 6:30.
And I realize that to the world, it seems foolish, but it's not. It is the key to all of this.
More Like Jesus on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, Todd Chapman was getting so emotional about his coffee in the last segment, and he does. If you've never spent any time with Todd, you have no real understanding of how hard it is to dislodge a cup of coffee from his hand. Right. I think he'll fight you to the death for it. Now, you were talking about your app, and during the commercial break, I went and looked up. You know, a lot of us have credit cards that pay us back now, a little tiny little bit on purchases throughout the whole year. Right. I'm going to bet that there are lots of people listening right now that if you have an Apple card or a business card of some sort that pays you back, I bet that you probably have enough money in your cash back option to free a slave.
That's awesome. I hadn't thought about that.
I just went and checked. I'm about $4 short from being able to, since my last redemption of my Apple dollars. I use the Apple card.
Yeah.
But I've got $246 in my cash back option. Yeah. Todd, people could call and give that. They could apply that to their card. Right. They could give that right now. They literally would be saving a life with money they didn't even miss. Money they didn't even know that they had.
That is so good. Yeah, that's like a double blessing because American Express, the Apple card, it actually discounts the purchase and gives you 2 or sometimes 3% back on that. That's beautiful, Kev. I hadn't thought about that. You are a genius.
What if everybody today just went to their cash back and looked at their balance and said, okay, I'm not using this today.
Right.
And just give whatever's in that kitty right now. And it could be any amount. And every $250 that comes in, friends, we're gonna liberate another captive. Another captive's gonna be set free. But go do that right now. 800-222-5909, or if you want to use your cashback option, pull out your credit card, go to WMCA.com and do that back. And I just thought, because here's the thing, Todd. There are many things in life that we will make excuses for, and we'll feel justified in doing so. We'll say, nope, I didn't have time, I shouldn't have, whatever. Setting captives free is not one of the things that I can find a good excuse for to not do. Because we all know how painful the scourge of slavery has been on our own country's history. We know the injustice of it. We talk in this country more about the justice of people being free than any other country on planet Earth. And yet this phenomenon exists that there are 40 million slaves on planet Earth that have not been set free. And we have an opportunity to do something about it. And now, thanks to good old Kev, we just found a way for you to do it and not even miss the money that you're doing it with. Come on. Right. What more needs to be done? How many more stories can we tell you of a girl who has been taken in the very early stages of youth and then put through misery for a couple of decades before CSI gets to her? Let's not make that story be extended any longer. Let's end the misery. And if we can do it and have all excuses removed, well, I don't have the money. No, are you sure? Did you check your balance? Did you go and check the cashback balance? Just do that. But then beyond that, if you feel convicted about this and you feel like it's something that you need to do, maybe you should be doing it on an ongoing basis. Maybe a monthly gift of some sort. $50 a month would liberate, 2 to 3 slaves a year. If you were able to do a little more than that, 125 every 2 months, you're liberating one. That would be 6 slaves in a year. Mm-hmm. And if you want to take the real challenge, $250 a month, liberate a slave every month of the year, 12 slaves. You could set 12 captives free. But I digress. One of the things that I want to do is I want to show people the power of this. And nothing does that better, Todd, than some of the stories that you've brought.
Yeah, you know, and as you were sharing there, one of the things that came to mind is that, look, slavery is generational, right, as is freedom. In other words, if a mom or a parent is enslaved and they have children that are born into that slavery, it is far more likely that those kids will never escape where their parents were. That's just the way it works. So think about you. If you free the mom or the dad and they have kids, you're also freeing their children. So you are providing future generations with freedom. And that is so incredibly beautiful. It truly is a kind of a trickle-down blessing. But we just got an amazing story that I wanted to share with you. This is, we talk about some stuff that's maybe hard to hear. This is something that's not hard to hear. This is something that just hopefully you're rejoicing with us. But it's about a story about a man named Salim and his wife. They had worked in a brick factory in Pakistan really since he was a boy. His parents worked in there. They actually died when he was still a minor. And his parents, like many people in Pakistan and also in India, they had become indebted to the business owner, to the man they worked for. And it was a form of slavery. They were in bondage because they owed. And frankly, you know, in India and in Pakistan, it's not a lot of money. I mean, it might be maybe a couple hundred bucks U.S. that they owe, but they can't possibly ever pay it back because they're making pennies a day. And this was what Salim found himself mired in. He took on the debts of his parents when they died. He then became, you know, deeper in debt. He's got two young kids now, and he thought, I'm never going to get out of this, and my kids are never going to get out of this. What we were just talking about, the generational slavery. But late last year, it was actually just before this past Christmas, CSI Partners went to Salim and said, hey, we've got incredible news for you. We've got a very generous donor in Switzerland who heard about your situation, and they're going to pay your debt in full. Is that amazing? Can you imagine how, I mean, I bet he fell to his knees just weeping in gratitude, couldn't believe that news. And then later that month, I love this, he celebrated his first Christmas as a free person. First Christmas he could remember, and he was free. And he knows that Jesus liberated him through this compassion of a CSI donor. And then, you know, the good news doesn't stop there. CSI then went on to provide he and his wife with a cart and a donkey. And so now they've got their own business. They're selling fruit and vegetables off of this cart. So it's not just setting them free, but it's also setting them on a path to have a sustainable life in that freedom. If you can get excited about stories like that, then be a part of making stories like that happen. That's what it's all about today. Man, we should get, I just can't, you know, I get so excited about this, Kevin, because whether you can give $250 or $25 a month, or honestly, if your best gift is $2.50, but God has laid this on your heart and the Holy Spirit saying you need to do this, then you need to do this. Do this. It will change your life. God will change your heart knowing that you let him use you to free one of the people through CSI. So just please give your best gift. You know, Kev, I have often thought, and you and I have done a lot of fundraisers over the years for various causes, and the thing that I always walk away with is the thing that limits God's work in this world, because he chooses to work through us. And I don't know why he set it up that way. I have some thoughts, but it's a bit of a kind of a, you know, potentially flawed system, because there's a weak link in that system, and it's called me. Mm-hmm. He gives me free will. I can choose to obey or not. I can choose to give or not. But I thought, man, what would happen? Because on average, you know, maybe 2-3% of people that hear this invitation will actually give. But what would happen if 10 or 15% of everyone hearing my voice right now would just give even $25 or $50. That volume play would be so significant, right? Man, that's how the world can be transformed in short order if all of God's people really bought in to God's plan, to God's economy, where he says, I've given you this so that you can use part of it to show my love and change the world. So if that connects with you, will you be exceptional? Because most people don't do this, but you can, you should, and I'm hoping you will.
888-222-5909, 800-222-5909, 800, not 888, 800-222-5909. Call that number, 1-800-222-5909, or go online to WMCA.com. Just a couple of minutes and a few dollars, and you're setting a captive free. Friends, it's really doable, and it's really, really important. 800-222-5909. Coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. And every week, I promise you, we are going to talk with the mortgage experts that I know and trust, Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely. Fellowship Home Loans is who you know them as. And Mike Rakeman rejoins us. And Mike, you know, the election's past us now. There's a lot of problems still in the markets. What is happening in the housing market, and is consumer confidence taking a hit?
Yeah, you know, what's happened now is we had such a seller's market for such a long period of time. Anyone that was in the market buying a house throughout 2020 and 2021 knew that they were going to be paying well above and beyond what the asking price was. Well, we're starting to see that shift now, Kevin, and we're starting to see it go back to the buyer side. So there's not as much competition, and sellers are giving concessions and things like that. So it really has been a nice shift. But one thing always to keep in mind, even though the interest rates are much higher, if you paid $100,000 over asking price and your rate was 2.5%, you still pay less if you pay $30,000 under asking price and your rate 7%. So there's a little food for thought.
Yeah, no, that's very encouraging, because I know that people still need to find good housing. So let's make sure they know that. And the thing I love about Fellowship Home Loans, guys, is that if you call Mike and Brian, you don't go through some other middleman. You're not going to be a file that sits on someone's desk in a bank office. These guys pick up the phone. They deal with you directly. Their staff are experts, and they are the direct lenders. So there is no middleman to go through. They get your loan processed faster. They get you approved quicker, and you can take advantage of what you need to do even more quickly. Call them this week, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283, if you like the numbers. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Mike Rakeman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
This is Albert Mohler for townhall.com. We have just passed the one-year mark of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Joe Biden went to Kyiv in an effort to demonstrate support for Ukraine and President Zelensky. The headlines and toll of the war provoked some big questions, such as, where in the world do we go from here? Zelensky is clear he wants his nation to be made whole, regaining all the territory that the Russians have threatened or invaded and, in some cases, now occupied. That is not likely to happen. Gerard Baker, writing in the Wall Street Journal, asked a great question. Will the Ukraine war push the West toward a new realism? The alternative to realism is what's called idealism, two poles that have defined American foreign policy. Gerard Baker writes, quote, privately, the president needs to convey some of that hard-headed realism he claims he's brought to more than a half century of foreign policy debates. Ukraine has every right to defend its territory, but it doesn't have a right to American money and materiel to prosecute a conflict without end. A dose of hard-headed realism is what we need.
Hello, this is John Leventhal. I am a partner in the law firm of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens. I have been a lawyer for 43 years, including 13 years as a trial judge and 13 years as an appellate judge. I have presided over almost every kind of civil and criminal case, and I have seen litigants facing almost every legal problem you can imagine. What is the most important thing for a litigant to do? It is to obtain the right lawyer, someone with the ability to navigate you through the court system and achieve the best possible outcome. At Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, that is what we offer. When I was on the bench, Idala, Bertuna & Kamens earned the reputation of being the boutique law firm that fights passionately for their clients in the most professional manner in both civil and criminal cases. I am proud to be a member of the Idala, Bertuna & Kamens law firm, where our lawyers will give you the powerful representation you all deserve.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
He's Todd Chapman from Christian Solidarity International. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad to have you with us. Todd, we've told a few stories, but I will never forget the very first one that was told to me of the liberation that a longtime friend of CSI, her name was Pastor Heidi McGinnis, and she worked with them. She went on trips. She went on the slave liberation trips. She met them at the border and would have the conversations through interpreters directly with the women that were being liberated. And it was... it was just an amazing thing for her to recount those trips. I'll never forget her telling me
about the first slave that she really made a memory in her heart, and her name was Achoke. And you know, some of these names in Sudan, they sound a little bit odd. You know, we talked about Adut earlier and Achoke, and there's a lot of kind of different sounding names and what we would sound right to our ear. But this was a woman that had been taken as a young girl when they had traveled north with her to captivity. She witnessed the deaths of her brother and her father. She witnessed the rape of her mother and the other sister that was traveling with her. And eventually she, of course, witnessed her own rape. It was assigned to a slave master who was eminently cruel for many years, more than a dozen years. The slave master's wife hated her more than the slave master did, and would beat her and call her this name that we can't even really say it on American broadcast because it's so vulgar, but it's a form of a dog, and it combines a bunch of different vulgarity with it. And this would be how she was treated every day, every single day, for year after year after year after year. And one day when she was doing her work, she got wind that there was a retriever, an Arab retriever, that had come to the house and had talked to the slave master. And the retriever came to her after he had talked to the slave master, and he said, "Get your things, we're going to go." And she was a little incredulous. She didn't know what was going on. She was thinking she was going to be someone else's slave now. And after a few hours, it became evident that they had a long journey in front of them, and there were more women that joined the force as they came back towards the south. And as they got to the place where they would ultimately be in safety, she began to cry. She began to realize that for the first time, that cruel existence of just nonstop abuse, mentally, verbally, spiritually, sexually, physically, every single way she could be abused. She wasn't allowed to keep her name. She was told she had to become a Muslim. She wasn't allowed to keep her faith. She wasn't allowed to keep the skin of her genitals. She wasn't allowed to keep anything that was hers. And when she got to that place of safety and she was able to tell her story to Pastor Heidi, at one point, Pastor Heidi said, "You know, what do you want? What do you most want?" And she thought she was going to say, "Oh, I want to see my sister again, or be back in the village where I grew up," or any number of things. She thought she just assumed that that's what Achoke was going to tell her. And Achoke took her by the shoulders and she looked her in the eye and she said, "I want you to not stop until everyone is out." With tears coming down her face. And in all of that joy that she was releasing and realizing for the first time, her life was going to be different. Her treatment had been so awful, so bad, so intense, that she said, "We have to get the others too." She said, "Thank you to the Americans who freed me. Thank you to the Christians who gave. But tell them not to stop until everyone is out." And that left such an impression upon me for all these years. And that's been the story of CSI. 185,000 slaves probably at the peak of the slavery in Sudan. And now probably less than 40,000 remain. But that means that there are 40,000 that we need to help. And we're trying to get 100 of those done right now. But friends, we just can't do it without you.
800-222-5909, online at WMCA.com. Either way works, and you can give your best, most generous gift. And man, Kev, you know, when we hear these stories and hear you sharing that, I'm just reminded and a little bit convicted about the fact that I think one of the challenges that we face as American Christians is, and I think one of the ways the Bible says it is losing the joy of our salvation, right? And I was reminded of this because over the weekend we went and saw that new Jesus Revolution movie, and it was really, really moving. But one of the things that struck me was the you could see as they depicted, you know, the hippies in the late 60s, part of the Jesus movement. Man, you could just see their fervor, their passion, their gratitude for what Jesus had done in their life. He had completely transformed their lives. And personally, it reinvigorated me, because it's like we should never lose that. And if we do, we need to pray and get it back. And by the way, God gives it back. We just need to say, "God, I feel like I've kind of lost my passion, lost my fervor. God, remind me of what you've done for me and refuel my tank so that I will proclaim your gospel and show your love." And man, I can't think of a more powerful way to do that than what we're bringing before you today. To literally free physically someone who has been enslaved most of their life. A lot of these women, these girls, these women, they were taken captive when they were girls. They've known nothing but slavery. but now you can free them and set them on a path to a new life in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on, church. Let's rise up. Everyone can be a part of this. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet, DVD, call 212-CHOICES, all outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Inflation is out of control. Grocery bills are insane. Rates on consumer debt, credit cards, charge cards, installment loans are the highest they've been in years. Something has got to give. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you've found the home of your dreams but are concerned about the mortgage rates, you need to give my friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely over at Fellowship Home Loans a call. 1-800-804-SAVE. That's 1-800-804-SAVE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowship Home Loans has access to multiple down payment assistance programs. Consolidating that high interest debt into your mortgage could help you save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars each month. FHL has access to home equity lines of credit if you're in need of cash quickly. They also have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews from happy clients online. So don't delay. 1-800-804-SAVE. That's 1-800-804-SAVE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Nationwide mortgage, equal housing lender, ANMLS 819382. Licensed mortgage bankers, NYS Department of Financial Services.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So very glad to have you with us. The phone number is 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. And the opportunity right now, friend, is to set a captive free. Set a captive free with a gift of $250. There are some 18 countries total that CSI works in.
The one that we've talked about the most is Sudan, but there are sex trafficking states where slavery plays into that. There are indentured servitude areas on planet Earth that CSI is working to overturn. And it's a multilateral approach, right? So CSI has a whole set of teams that are on the ground, and they're in the areas, and they're doing the work that's there. But there's also a high level at CSI, Dr. John Eibner and others that are interfacing with global leaders, asking them to change policies, asking them to make it more difficult for people to practice slavery, advocating for the release of people like those captured in Azerbaijan right now, the Armenians that are basically being laid siege to, with Azerbaijan surrounding the entire Norakaba region, where they are basically trying to starve the Armenians. Some of you have heard about that on my show, but these are the types of things that CSI is fighting globally to try to get captives released. Think about it. Those Armenians are captive by the siege that's being laid upon them to try to starve them out. They want to destroy them. They want to crush them. Whether you're an indentured servant in Pakistan or a sex slave in Singapore or the Philippines or other places, whether you're basically a chattel slave in Sudan, where you're required to do all of it, labor, sex, all of it is held against you. These are the evils that Christian Solidarity is trying to fight internationally, and is one of the reasons why I've been so blessed to have CSI in my life, to alert my family and friends to what they're doing, to be able to say, hey, this is a group that is taking the maximum result for every donor that comes in. And I can say that, Todd, very honestly, because, and you know quite well now, having come on board, CSI employs like 3 people. But the reason that they are so efficient, the reason that they have so little overhead, is because they want the maximum return on every gift to be setting more people free. This is the way Rob Davis, the chairman of the USA operations, looks at it. If someone is going to spend, you know, X amount of dollars with you know, a charity of some sort, and they take X amount to go do fundraising and do other stuff, they look at that and say, huh, that's 4 more people that could have been freed from captivity. And that's honestly the way they evaluate every single thing that comes through the CSI office. So, friends, it's one of those things. I have nothing but the most abject respect and deepest gratitude for the work that CSI has done. And I've been associated with them now for over 10 years, and continue to believe so personally that we as a family give to them on a regular basis because of the value of that. Now, Todd, the idea of captivity and slavery, this is a foreign concept to Americans. We think we're captive if our Wi-Fi doesn't respond in 5 seconds instead of 20 seconds when it's trying to load a page. I mean, right? You're a captive to your phone. Right. You phone, how dare you keep me waiting? Like, that's the extent to which we know captivity in the West. Very different for the people in Sudan.
Yeah, you know, I was just reflecting upon Ajuk's story. She and her mom were abducted and taken to North Sudan when she was just a 3-year-old little girl. And that's the common theme, as I've, you know, learned about the people that CSI, that we've been able to free over the last, you know, 15, 20 years, oftentimes little girls that were just taken. And they ended up, her grandma was with them at the time that she was abducted, but she was old and so really had no value, except that, you know, they were certainly game to give her a good beating and just leave her, you know, for dead. But then they take Ajuk and her mom, and Ajuk becomes a slave. She's separated from her mom, and now she's relegated to a life of enslavement and all sorts of inhumane treatment. Well, thankfully, she came to freedom when an Arab slave retriever found her many, many years later at the market. And she just said, look, you know, I can help you get free if you want to be free. Of course, she said yes. And she followed the slave retriever, went back to her master's house, negotiated her release again with that cattle vaccine that has proven to be so instrumental. By the way, CSI never pays cash to retrieve a slave.
That's correct.
In Sudan.
That's correct.
Some people have expressed concern over that. Well, aren't you creating a market? Not a thing. People are not being taken back into slavery in Sudan, so that's the good news there. But there's still a lot of people that are you know, remain enslaved today, and that's who we're working on freeing. But Ajuk is, you know, she made that long walk back to South Sudan, and so she's back, she's free, but she's not yet been reunited with her mom, and she's praying that that will happen. So, and again, that's just one story. 25 years old, that's how old she is. So this sweet, precious young woman spent 22 years in captivity. Boy, you talk about, is there anything more beautiful than setting a human being on a new path of life and restoring their hope? And that, isn't that what God's all about? I mean, all of us, I think about my life before I came to know Jesus, and I grew up in the church. I mean, I knew the way, but, you know, I had my time wandering away from God, but then Christ drew me back to him. I love the story of the prodigal son because I can relate to it so much. Jesus did something for me, for you, that we could never do for ourselves. He bought our freedom. He bought our salvation with his life. It's something that we can never repay, but he doesn't expect us to repay it in any other way other than to love God and love people. And I can't think of a more profound way that you can love another human being than to free them if they are in captivity. Not just spiritual captivity, but physical captivity. This is just in my mind, this is the essence of the gospel. And then, you know, you think about the fact that, to your point, CSI is so incredibly efficient. I mean, before I came to CSI, you know, if you had asked me, well, what do you think it would take to affect the, you know, freeing a slave? And I don't know, thousands of dollars and probably take, you know, years of negotiating and all that stuff. I had no idea that a couple hundred bucks, you know, and a cattle vaccine, and most of that money actually goes to providing them with the supplies.
The start over stuff.
The start over stuff. It's not the bounty, if you will, right? It's a beautiful thing that CSI, well, better said, that God is doing through CSI, and we get to be a part of it. Will you please prayerfully consider giving a gift of $250? Look, I know that's a sacrificial gift for a lot of people today, but man, can you imagine getting to heaven and meeting the person that you helped free with your gift? What an incredible day that will be. And it's something that everyone within the sound of my voice, you can have that experience. You can have that experience with your gift right now. So please give your best gift, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909.
Or online at WMCA.com. Coming right back from New York.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Would you like a career in the legal field making great money without having to go to law school? One that allows you the flexibility to choose where you work, for whom, and how frequently? Well, there's a high-powered and lucrative career that you really do need to know about: court reporting. Court reporters and captioners are in higher demand than ever before. Court systems, schools, television stations, they're all looking for these professionals to record and caption everything from depositions to court cases to live events. The NCRA has partnered up with Plaza College to offer a free 2-week virtual seminar that gives you a glimpse into the world of court reporting and captioning. The program is called A to Z, and it's being offered free and can be completed from the convenience of your home. Sign up today by emailing info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plazacollege.edu. info@plazacollege.edu.
Listen to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio with Bishop Larry Gators. Bishop Gators is 100% pro-Christ, pro-life, pro-Constitution, pro-U.S., and pro-President Donald Trump. Tune in Monday nights at 9:30 on AM 570 WMCA. Don't miss it.
Want more AM 570 The Mission? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at AM570TheMission.com or download our AM 570 The Mission app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 570 The Mission.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the One Place app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download One Place at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The phone number that we have been encouraging you to call, 800 800-222-5909. It is available right now, 800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com. But the idea that slavery and captivity and people that are being held captive all over the world is still an issue that we are dealing with is something that, friends, we can't run away from. And I just to give you an idea, Todd Chapman knows this, but we were talking off air just before the campaign, actually, with the CSI office, the corporate office, and they were telling us of many of the things that they are doing, whether it's the chattel slavery in Sudan, which we have talked the most about, whether it's the sex trafficking that is sadly, as Todd just explained, growing in its influence around the world, the indentured servitude where you have generations of people that are working off generations of debt for only pennies a day. In the midst of that, trying to clear their family's name, CSI is working in all of these places. But even in places like Azerbaijan, where the Armenian community is being totally surrounded, laid siege to, they're captive inside of their own homes. They're a Christian community that can't go out because the other people want to starve them, beat them, bomb them, and take them over. These are all the areas, in just some of the ways, in 18 countries that CSI is doing this work. And Todd, every dollar given to CSI, I know firsthand from asking and watching the operations, it is stretched to be of the greatest value possible. So little is spent on overhead and so much directly going to the work that we're talking about.
Yeah, it truly is life-changing work. And frankly, it's work that now more than ever, the church, particularly the church here in America, we need to get lit up about this. We really do. And part of that becomes just a part of that is just becoming aware of what's going on. And so we've just been sharing stories and just kind of giving you a peek behind the curtain, but would encourage you to learn more about the scope of the problem, learn more about how you can be a part of the solution. And, you know, it's I just think I keep coming back to Isaiah 50. It's a beautiful passage of scripture. It's both inspiring but terribly convicting for me personally. And just one verse out of there, verse 6, Isaiah 58:6. Would you bake on this? Maybe go read it after we tonight before you go to bed, where it says, "Is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, untie the cords of the yoke, set the oppressed free, break every yoke." Man, that's Old Testament. That's a long time ago. But boy, it's more true than ever that that is what God wants us and calls us to do. This is your calling as a follower of Jesus, to be involved in setting captives free. And maybe you just said, boy, I didn't know about this, and I didn't know how I could be a part of this. Now you know. Join with CSI in this work and let God use you today. Thank you for your gift. $250 will set one captive free through CSI.
Call right now, 800-222-5909, or give online at WMCA.com. That's 800-222-5909 or WMCA.com. Click the CSI banner at the top of the page. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.